are back here in Cherokee, Oklahoma, on the banks of the Great Salt Plains Lake here in Cherokee, the Cherokee Sports Complex. 12-6, your score. Cherokee in front, scoring with 2 seconds left to take the lead here. And penalties, the story of the game, but defense really the story of the game as well. As we've got both teams coming to play, coming to hit a little bit. And we'll see if fatigue kind of plays in the heat, plays a factor in the second half as we get ready to start here.
What about these officials? You think they're ready for this? You think they think they can go the full four quarters and get up and down the field? You know, we talk about the players. These officials have to work pretty hard, especially you start throwing that football around and you're moving a lot and you've got to keep up. And so
We
talk about the heat and everything on the young guys, but what about these old guys out here?
Well, there's a lot of quick flags may have to do with that.
Maybe I don't want to run
so much. I'll just call a hold here. No, it's been a great job. Really, really called pretty evenly both sides of the game.
They've
been
consistent.
On top of it. Yep. And I think it's less of them calling a lot than it is just the both teams kind of getting in sync.
Just the defense is putting so much pressure on the offensive lines having to reach out and grab.
And we're even slow to start this second half. Both teams just getting out to the field here. Laverne took a long time in the locker room. They're just now reaching the sideline.
That locker room must be in air conditioned. They must be. We don't want to go out.
Nobody wanted to leave. 12-6, your score. We mentioned that at the top. Cherokee picked by Vipe to win the state. They were picked fifth by the Oklahoman. Laverne picked fourth by Vipe. They were picked eighth by the Oklahoma. So top 10, no matter which way you cut it.
Well, preseason doesn't matter. Early season doesn't matter. How's the team playing in game 9, game 10, you know, just before the playoffs? How have they got all their young kids in place? Have they got everybody, you know, the plays figured out and the schemes figured out? And, of course, Shattuck's always, you know, they're always top-notch at that, getting their team ready for the playoff run.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't even know if we were going to play for a while. So, just getting the reassurance to be back out here. And, boy, does it feel good just to have football back.
Yeah, I mean, the kids have got to be so excited because, you know, it's up in the air for so long. And, you know, God, especially the seniors, you think, golly, is my senior year going to be cut short? But, you know, at least they're getting to play.
Yeah, and it's good for them, you know, get out there. You forget about all that's going on because it's been a crazy year politically as well for a lot of different reasons. And this is good to just get out and get some simple football in, and good for the community to get together. Here we go with the second half. Lobato in the kick for Cherokee. Back deep to return. Looks like Peyton Freeman's back there.
Damian Lobato kicking off for the Chiefs.
And here comes the kick from Lobato, and it is indeed over there. Nope, to the left. This time Bachelman's back there, and they're going to say he called
him. Yes. Well, no, he hit his knee. He went
down. His knee went down.
His knee went to the ground.
I
don't think he meant to.
No,
he kind of caught that in a low position, and then that knee went right to the ground. Officials right there. Yep, and he did.
He was looking at Freeman. They've been trying to run that little reverse to get the ball to Peyton Freeman, who hasn't touched the ball much. Instead, it's going to be downed at the 16-yard line.
You would have thought that, you know, it'd be interesting to see if they try to get Peyton more involved in the game. He's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, he has been. Now Massey in the backfield. Freeman under center. Logan Freeman under center. One receiver out wide left. Tights bumped in. Bachelman's that receiver. It's going to give to Bachelman. He's going to cut it back inside. Finds a little crease. Nice job by Houston down to the 20-yard line. Pick of about 4 yards there. Going to bring up a second and about 6 here. See where they spot the football.
Second and six.
Second half just underway. 12-6. Cherokee in front. Laverne with the football to start the second half.
Laverne just said, "We're going to run this football." That's what you can say. This is our plan, for the year.
This is exactly,
we're going to run this football.
This is exactly how they started the first half, and it worked out well for them. Now they're bunched in really tight. Freeman under center. He just keeps it right up the gut, follows his center up, and picks up just shy of the first down. About a yard short.
Yep, going to be about third and one, so big play for the Laverne Tigers. They're down 6.
We got a Chief on the ground with a cramp, it looks like.
Can't imagine.
And that's our first cramp of the game. There's going to be an injury timeout now. And that's going to be Damian Ramirez, who's coming up limping. He's going to hop off the field, and that's a cramp if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, we sit up in the, you know, in the press box and stand and say, "Oh, it's just a cramp." He's over there. This hurts.
I get cramps at night, and my wife is like, "What is wrong with you?" And these kids are out there running around. tough kids out there. Now they're going to get a water break. Everybody gets a water break now.
Yeah, everybody gets some water.
So Ramirez takes one for the team, and everybody else gets the water up. 12-6. We want to thank the Security State Bank of Luverne. They've been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at the Security State Bank of Luverne. We make mobile banking easy with customer service 24/7. Visit our website at ssbcheyenne.com or stop by 111 East Janger Row, the Security State Bank of Luverne, a proud supporter of the Luverne Tigers.
You know, I can do math. That's 99 years in Luverne. That's
a long time.
That's a pretty good history right there.
That's a good run. Not a lot last 99 years. Third and short upcoming. Players back on the field here. Third and one, 12-6 Cherokee. Luverne with the football. Deep in their own territory. Right around the 20-yard line. Not that deep. 20-yard line is going to take it, snap, and Freeman's just going to run it up the gut again and pick it up.
They had it stopped, and then the backs come in from behind and just started shoving. That's something they used to not let you do is kind of shove from behind, and they've changed that rule. I wish they'd really go back to where, you know, it gets into a scrum sometimes, and I really wish they would get to where you can't assist the ball carrier. He's got to get it on his own.
Well, it also could lead to an injury that way. You know, it could be a little dangerous, get tangled up in there.
But coaches are coaching to it. Like, that was a coach play to get him up, you know, get him stood up and then get behind him and start pushing.
They picked up a couple more on that. Going to be now first down from the 30-yard line. Under center again, in tight. One receiver out wide left. It's Bachelman. Bachelman's in motion. There goes the snap, the fake, the give. He drops back to pass. Logan Freeman looking, can't find anyone. Rolls right. He's going to tuck it. Try to run. Two Cherokee Chiefs bring him down at the line of scrimmage. Nice job there again. Colby Roach, who's been a ton of tackles in this football game.
He really has. And, boy, he kept his eyes on that quarterback, saw him break out to the right side. He came up, made stop. Very short yardage.
He was one of those guys that they pointed out, you know, before this game, that this is a kid you didn't see a lot of last year, but you're going to see a lot more of him this year, and he's really made his presence felt here.
You know, I just tell these young kids, you want to get on the field, hit people. If you hit people, you're going to get on the field.
Now second and nine. They gave him a yard there. Second and nine for Luverne. In tight again. Now Bachelman rolls again. It's time they give it to him around to the left.
Ooh,
he found
boy.
A little crease and brought down. Nice tackle in the open field there by Lyon, or Bachelman was gone.
Lyon saved the day because his sights were on the end zone right there.
That was a little misdirection play. Everybody rolled one way, blocked one way. They came back with Bachelman.
Planted that foot and, like, come out of the chute.
Those are the kind of plays he makes that changes your game. Like, that could have been an enormous play for Luverne.
He read it and made the tackle.
A lot of teams that would have scored on. Third and five now for Luverne. Again, double tights. One back in tight. Freeman under center. Bachelman in motion. He takes it. He takes it himself right up the middle. He's hit hard again and brought down and flying up into Phil.
Look at that defense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Blake Lyon again. That was a fantastic play right at the whole time.
God, he is just, like you said, he's so smart on both sides of the ball, and he reads the defense. He reads the play. And, boy, what an asset to have.
And Lyon's a good name for him, for a leader, because he really does whatever you need. You can't help if he's a charismatic kid. He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
And now he's going to drop back and try to receive this punt. Luverne's going to kick it from the fourth and five. Looks like it. Freeman, though, is the punter. So they may try something else. Nope, he's going to kick it. Drops, kicks down to Lyon. Ball's going to angle towards the sideline. Lyon takes it on the hop, brings it up to the 35. He's wrapped up and brought down by Luverne right around the 38-yard line. And Cherokee's going to take over the football with 8:32 left in the third quarter. 12-6, Cherokee in front.
Huge, huge series for Luverne Tigers defense.
Yeah.
They've played so well. But in this type of game, with the way the Cherokee's defense is playing, boy, it's not impossible at all, but you don't want to get down two scores. You know, you're going to be fighting for your life into the fourth quarter just to stay even.
Especially when Laverne's had the most success running the football in the power formations. Yes. You don't want to get too far behind, absolutely. Lyon now in the shotgun. He's got one back to his right. He's got two receivers out left. Man in motion coming towards him. It's James. They pitch it to James, who drops the football. Picked up, though, by Lake Lyon. He's going to try to make something out of nothing. And he is wrapped up by Luverne. Spins. Still on his feet. It took about the whole Luverne Tiger team to finally bring him down. He ended up gaining about 3 yards there. 4 yards.
I don't know how you describe that, because he broke about five tackles. He went through some of the players twice. So he went through 10 players and picked up what should have been a 5-yard loss. He turns into a nice game.
Yeah, those are the plays that your fantastic athletes make that can change a game a little bit. That went from, you know, going to be a second and forever to now you've got just a second and five. Keeps the drive going. Keeps Luverne. Takes away a little of their
They thought they had a big, you know, they were going to start celebrating, had a big loss.
Second and five now. They're going to give him 5 yards on that play. 4.5. Nice job by Lake. He's going to be in the shotgun now. He's going to take it. He's going to run the option out to his left, keep it himself, tuck it back up inside, and he's wrapped up by 4-5 Laverne Tigers. Nice pursuit that time by Laverne.
I think you want to get him on the outside, and he tried to turn it back in inside those tackles. There's not much real estate inside those tackles of that Laverne defense.
Yeah, it looked like nice contain by the defensive end out there. Cooper Long makes Comedian cut it back in right to the pursuing defenders.
Cooper Long just looks like a football player, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's been quietly big in this game. Plays like that, he's not going to get the tackle.
Right.
But that was a big play by Cooper.
Stands his man up, turns him inside.
Now Cherokee lining up again. Another different formation. Two receivers out to the right, one back with line in the eye. It's Lobato. Line in the gun, takes a snap, looks right to throw, throws to his right, finds Roberts. Almost picked off in red and just through the hands of Carson Lovell. Nice job that time by Laverne's defense. Read that one the whole way online.
Yeah, Lovell just made a tremendous play. Read the quarterback's eyes. He saw where he was going. Looked like it was going to be a good gain. And Lovell come up and just knocked it down.
Yeah, that just goes to show the great game plan by Coach Tanner Woods. And that, like you said, they're keeping Lyon from doing too much. They're just making him take what he's given. And anytime he tries to uncork one, they're there to get it. And that time, an incomplete pass. Going to bring up a fourth now. Four looks like they're going to kick for Cherokee at the 45. And they do punt it. Punt high. Punt takes a long bounce. Takes a Cherokee bounce all the way down to the 10. Bockelman can't get it. It's still rolling down inside the 10. 8-yard line. Nice punt that time for the Cherokee Chiefs. First and 10 from Laverne now inside their own 10.
Yeah, because you only have one guy back most of the time in eight-man. If you can kick it to the side a little bit and get a roll, and that's what happened. He couldn't get it to it before it hit the ground. And it's always dangerous to try to catch a ball because you don't know how it's going to bounce. Well, then it just rolled 20 yards probably.
Yeah, and probably smart by Bockelman not to try to field it because it took a weird hop, and that could have been disaster. So
took a hop away from him.
Yep. Nice decision by Cherokee to punt. Looks like they're going to trust their defense here. Now Laverne's backed up. One receiver wide to each side. Freeman in the gun. Fake gives the give right up the gut. That is to Mason Massey, who's still on his feet, and he darts inside for a 9-yard pickup right around the first down. Might looks like they're going to give it to him. He's on the ground now, getting helped up. I think he did get it. Yeah, that was about a gain of about 11 there. Mason Massey right up the middle.
Looked like he shot out of a rocket.
Yeah, nice block there by Austin Broad to center position, opening him up a little bit. But it looks like there's a flag on the field. Yep, we do have a flag and another hold.
Oh, I tell you.
And that is a backbreaker for the Tigers.
That hurts. You get a little momentum. You busted the play for good yardage. And now you're behind the chains again.
And that may have been a little too good of a block. That was possibly a hold in the middle there. But now you're backed way up. Now you're at the 5-yard line for Laverne, first and 14.
You don't see the coaches arguing too much. They must see it too, that you know, normally if there's a lot of holes, maybe the coaches get a little upset.
One receiver wide to each side. One back with Logan Freeman. He takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw. He's got a man in his face. It's Matt Reeves. He gets around Reeves. He runs. He takes off. He's down right around to the 10, wrapped up and tackled. Nice pickup that time by Logan Freeman. Gets him out of the shadow of their end zone there.
Yeah, he kept his head and ducked into the side and evaded the – looked like it might get a safety, but he turned it into a game.
Yeah, Matthew Reeves, the backer, was up in his face. Made a nice move. Got around him. And now the ball's out at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, got 5 yards on that, so.
Second and 7.
Yards are, you got to get positive yards when you're back behind, deep in your territory behind the chains.
Second and 7, Tigers. Now two receivers out to the left, near side towards us. Tigers going right to left. Freeman in the gun, takes a snap. He's going to look left. He looks at his back, Massey, but throws to his right to Rustin Domi and throws it over his head.
Passes incomplete.
And that play had chance to go. They had the blocking advantage. They have numbers out there. Don't know if they could have got the blocks, but the ball was just too high.
And Rustin Domi, a big target out there. He's 6'4", and to throw it over his head, you really got to throw it. So Freeman felt some footsteps there. Might have uncorked that a little high that time. Incomplete. Going to bring up a 3rd and 7 now for Laverne from their own 13-yard line.
Might just see that play again. I think that had chance to get a first down.
Yeah, it was pretty well designed. Haven't heard Rustin Domi's name a lot. And Domi, big part of the basketball team as well. He's an athlete. And now he got, looks like, another timeout. So timeout, Laverne early. Didn't like what they saw here, so they're going to use their first one of the half. 6:28 left in the half, 12-6 Cherokee. Don't go anywhere. It's our quick score spotlight game of the week here on KZZW.
At Bank Central, we are constantly finding the latest technology to make our banking experience easier for you. Downloading our mobile app will help you bank with ease. Our newly updated app allows you to block transactions on your Bank Central debit card, receive alerts, schedule transfers between accounts, and log in with Touch ID. That's our newly updated Bank Central app. Find it in your app store for free. Bank Central, we're centered on you. Member FDIC, 580-327-1122.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Cherokee Sports Complex. The Cherokee Chiefs lead the Laverne Tigers 12-6. Battle of a couple top 10 Class B teams. There's 5:28 left in the third quarter. And Laverne all the way back down in their territory at the 13-yard line trying to make a play. Looking around the state here, Hobart just took the lead over Fairview 13-12 in the third quarter here.
It's a barn burner up in
there. It's a close one, yeah.
Or down in Fairview. We're up north in Cherokee, so that's down in Fairview. Yep.
Laverne going to start with the football now from the 13. Third and five. Two receivers out wide. Right, Freeman looks that way. He's got nobody. Clutches, double pumps, throws it over the middle. Lyon almost picks it off, tipped. And Lyon had his hands on it.
He read that so well. I thought he was going to grab it and go score.
And I think he was surprised he didn't come down with it. Took his eyes off it. Incomplete. Right around the 30-yard line. Cherokee would have been set up.
He might have taken that to the house. He had a full head of steam headed toward the sideline to make the corner.
If you're Logan Freeman, every snap you're finding number two.
That's
probably
one reason
going
that
way.
You know, the Laverne coaches aren't real comfortable because of Lyon back there.
Well, looks like a fourth down upcoming. 12-6 your score, 5:22 left in the third quarter. Cherokee up. Laverne going to have to punt from deep in their own territory. Lake line back to receive. There comes the kick from Peyton Freeman. Line fields it at the 40-yard line. He's to the 35. He gets a couple blocks, takes it right up the middle. He's over the 25. He gets another block. Nice pickup on the outside. Finds the edge around this edge. He's pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. What a return, Lake Lyon. And we'll see where they spot him. It's hard to see. He's on the far side of the field, but he tipped tightrope that sideline and got a couple more. Yeah. What a return.
Normally, Laverne has been kicking it to the sideline. But that time they kicked it right to line. That is not what you want to do.
No, and he got tons of blockers out of bounds at the 4-yard line. He tightrope down that last 5 yards, and he's going to set Cherokee up here to score first and goal from the 3.5, really.
I tell you what, both defenses have really stiffened up when they get down there, so this isn't a given.
Cherokee bunched in tight, too tight. They're going to take the snap. They're going to give it right up the gut to Lobato. He lowers his head. He scoots forward. Just shy down to the 1-yard line. 5 minutes now to play, 12-6.
Don't get fancy on the goal line. Put that head down and go forward.
Yeah, I think you're going to see the similar play, or maybe Lyon just keeps this one. That's what they did before in the goal line from the one. Second and goal from the one, 12-6 Chiefs.
Looks like they've got their snaps fixed. We figured that would happen. I thought it happened halftime. Looked like it got just before, but they haven't been having real issues, but that could still be a factor.
Yeah, it could be. Looks like they may have a different center in than they had the first half. Here comes Lake Lyon with the give. He ducks it up underneath, pushes inside. Touchdown, Lake Lyon. His second 1-yard touchdown push of the game. Cherokee in front, 18-6.
Set up by the punt return. Made it easy. Put it down to the 4-yard line. Makes it pretty easy to go score. And Lake Lyon taking control of this game on the defensive side and the offensive side.
He's ran for two. He's thrown for one. He's got an interception. He ran that kick back for about 35 yards down inside the 10.
Well, they had the pass break up on third down, too.
Now they're going to go for two. Been tough for people. Shotgun snap to line. He rolls to his right. Gets a huge hole inside. What a block down in there. He walks in, and that was a great job on the outside. Trevor Green uses his strength.
He's getting some high fives from the coaches. Yeah. They like that.
That was a huge hole, and Cherokee's fired up. It's 20-6, Chiefs. 4:25 now left in the third quarter. We'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's our Friday Night Quick Scores, KZZW Game of the Week.
The spirit of competition, you see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best, whatever they do, because the local sports scene gives your friends and neighbors a chance to excel. At Benbrook Loans, we understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of the community. That's why we're happy to be there for all of your loan needs, no matter how big or small, all while striving to be the best. So give us a call at 256-5766 and we'll do the rest. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of Benbrook Loans at 9th and Main in Woodward.
And welcome back, everybody, to Cherokee, Oklahoma. The Chiefs and the Laverne Tigers. The Chiefs lead 20-6. Battle of a couple really good teams right now. And that time, Lake Lion, again, if they're not going to let you do it on offense, you do it any way you can.
Just win.
Just win. And speaking of just winning, Pioneer, it's over in Pioneer. Pioneer 60, ceiling 12. And, boy, is Pioneer looking to have a big season.
That's all Class B needs is another powerhouse coming up, right?
It is going to be a stacked class, that is for sure. And the team that won it didn't show any signs of weakness today. So 46-0 Shattuck in front of Tipton. Or that game's over, too. That's a final in Tipton. So some games are already over. People are going home. We're in 4:25 left in the third quarter, 20-6 here.
Damian Lobato
going to kick off for Cherokee. Back deep, Houston Bockelman and Peyton Freeman for Laverne. Here comes Lobato's kick. And he kicks it right to the right. That time it's to Freeman. He fakes the give. He's going to take the keep himself on that fake reverse. Takes it around the right, gets a couple blocks, finds a little room, squeezes up inside. Yeah. And he gets it into about the 37-yard line.
That's
Peyton
Freeman. That's what Laverne needs. Just a good, solid return. Get him a little field position.
And I know they're being careful with him, but you probably want to see Freeman touch the football a little bit more.
I just wonder how much they're going to give it to him. You keep thinking they are, but it just could be they want to keep him, you know, away from contact. You know, he's had some problems, had some issues, and you know, it could be just, you know, we're going to keep him on the outside, throw him the ball once in a while.
Ball to 36 and a half, just shy of 37 of Laverne. First and 10. Two receivers out right for Freeman. One goes in motion. He gives it. It's Bockelman. He's going to take it around the left.
Wow.
He's wrapped up, and Matt Reeves read it perfectly. And lost that time for Cherokee. And the Cherokee Chiefs defense coming alive now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what that was. That's film room. That's coaching and that's scouting. And he saw what was happening. He knew the play. And he was just Johnny on the spot.
4-yard loss, second and 14 now for Laverne. And down 26 with 3:51 now left in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's getting serious, Laverne. You don't want to give Cherokee the ball back with good field position.
It looks like we might have another timeout here. Nope. They fooled us. Just giving everyone a break. Here comes, they're going to wind the clock. Back out comes Laverne. Second and 14 now from the 33. Freeman in the gun. His right. He looks at Massey. Throws it back outside to Rustin Domi on the outside. Domi's going to take it down the left end. He's tripped up, and that was that little bit that play we saw before. But Flora gets right back to the right around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they blitzed the guy off the right side, but he blitzed right out of the play. You know, there was a perfect call by the offense. It's just the receiver couldn't get turned around and find a lane.
Yeah, Domi just kind of hung around on the left. Freeman looked right and then waited till he got free and threw it back to his left. Picked up a couple. Going to bring up a second and a – still second and long. Nope. But they're moving the football back. Looks like they caught a penalty on a hold, so they're moving the football back. I don't know why they didn't move it sooner, but – looked like they were about ready to run the play. This time they moved it back. So now the hold brings the ball even further back, and Laverne is all the way back now.
I don't know.
At the 23.
I don't know if I take that penalty. I might want to put them in third down.
And they're going to be bunched in tight now. Two backs behind Freeman to his left. He's going to give it to one of them. It's going to be Mass. He's going to bring it up. Gain of a couple.
Interesting.
Peyton
they're just
Freeman.
Sticking between the tackles. You'd think at some point, you know, well, we got to get something going, but they may just be thinking, we're going to put it on a defense and see if we can get the ball back in good field position.
And that was Peyton Freeman. They did line him up, try to get him the football, but he only picked up a couple. Now it's third and 21.
Third and long.
And here you just want to try to get it back to the line of scrimmage and make it manageable.
Yes. You don't want to punt. If you have to punt, you don't want to punt to Lake Lion.
No, you're punting it out of bounds. If you know what's good for you after that last return. Now there's two receivers out left, one out right. Massey goes in motion to the left. They fake the give to Massey. Freeman stops, drops, looks out deep. He's got a man over the top. It overthrows him.
I tell you what they do. The cornerback on the left side was lined up pretty close, and you're thinking, boy, you need to scoot back, and they let him run by him. But the reason they did is Lyon was sitting there reading the quarterback, breaking over his safety. So that was a planned defensive scheme to let him go by, let Lyon get over there because of his speed.
Yep, Lyon was on one-on-one with Peyton Freeman, and Logan overthrew his brother there. Lyon was in front of the play. And now we're going to punt it. Peyton Freeman's back to punt. And Lake Lyon back to return, right about the same spot he returned last time. We'll see what they do here. Freeman with the punt. Lyon fields it at the 50. They kick to him. He took it. He's going to stop, hesitate, back up inside. Makes a man miss, drags him across, cuts back to his right. He's out to the 40, to the 35, and finally brought down.
He's just showing off now.
He ran about 20 yards to get about 10. But he did move it forward.
First down and 10 for the Chiefs.
Going to bring it up in the Chiefs territory. Once again, pretty good field position for Cherokee. Up 26, 2:20 left in the quarter.
At the 33-yard line.
And that's just what you don't want to do is punt it to him.
Yeah, that was that time he made something out of nothing there.
You just get it off to the side. Because now they're down inside the 35-yard line.
Yep, 33-yard line, first and 10 Cherokee. Lobato in the back, Lyon under center. Drop snap, he picks it up, and just takes it up the middle, tries to get something and picks up a couple before he's brought down. Another botched snap that time by the Chiefs. 2:09 now left.
But Lake Lyon just keeps bailing them out on those botched that he makes. Picked up pretty good yardage on that play.
Still got about 2.5-3 yards there. Going to bring up second and 8.
Pick up a gain of 3.
26, Chiefs in front. Minute 51 now left in this third quarter.
This is a gut check for Laverne defense. They've got to figure out how can we, you know, those big guys, they got their hands on their side. They're tired. But they've got to make some plays right here.
Rustin James out wide right. Lobato in the backfield. Lake Lyon under center. Puts James in motion. Runs toward him. The fake give. They almost run into each other. He does give it to him, and he's wrapped up in a little bit of a miss.
Yeah, the timing on that play was terrible. Had no chance.
Well, it looked like Lyon spun to his right, and Rustin James kind of came to his left, and there was a little bit of a miscommunication wrapped up by Laverne. No gain. Going to bring up a third and 8 for the Cherokee Chiefs.
Yeah, they had it going, and now, you know, this Laverne defense, they know this is a huge play right here.
Laverne needs a stop, 3rd and 8 from the 31-yard line of Laverne.
We're down in under a minute in this third period.
Clock is ticking on the third quarter. Lyon in the gun. He's got Lobato to his right. He looks that way. He looks to throw now. He's going to throw it low and caught for right. Looks like shy of the first down at the 20.
Just shy, but it gives him a shot here.
Colby Roberts that time makes it a manageable fourth down.
Again, put it where only the receiver could catch it.
Yeah, nice job again by Roberts. Found the open spot. And they're giving him high fives around. That's a big play. Didn't quite get the first down, but
that's the kind of plays you got to make to win games. I mean, you got to move the sticks. Now they got a chance at 4th and 1.
4th and 1, and look for this power formation with Lyon under center here.
They're going to let this clock run out, aren't they?
Yes, they are. 11 seconds left, 10 now. And they are in no hurry, up 20-6 here. With an upcoming 4th and short, going to be a huge 4th and short for the Tigers. And that will do it for the third quarter. Cherokee leads 22-6 here in Cherokee. Don't go anywhere. Back with the fourth quarter right after this. Chiefs in front on our Spotlight Quick Scores Friday night game of the week on KZZW.